grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, Chris, it's a beautiful day to light up.
Kia ora, it certainly
is. Isn't it stunning out there?
It certainly is. Lovely. Do get into it, listeners. 420.
Get stuck in.
Maybe you're already done. I am. And...
Well,
hence
hello.
The small delay, but you know, honesty is the best policy.
Exactly.
Getting right into it, my headline of the week: drug driving law sucks ass.
It does.
That was actually not a headline anywhere, but that was my headline. But before that, before we get to that, because I like to put the bad news in the middle if I can. Stuff and also the if anyone got the old Weekend Herald with the canvas.
Yes.
Maybe you went to a cafe, saw the canvas there. That's about the only time I'd come across it.
Yeah,
but
me too.
It featured the Gandalf of Weed.
Hey.
Now officially named the Gandalf of Weed, Abe Gray, who has opened the greenhouse, Beresford Square. It's just behind the hemp store, actually. Right outside where the door of the new Karanga Ahapi station will be.
That is so cool.
That's going to be convenient, I tell you. As will all of K Road. So yeah, Greenhouse, he's called it. It was Hopetown Alpha.
It was. What a venue as well back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Many a gig there.
Exactly. I liked the headline and stuff, budding Auckland entrepreneur opens medicinal cannabis hangout space.
Yes.
Yeah, because as well as the museum, he's got a free entry museum, and it's got the hours. So there we go. We finally know the hours. It's 10 to 3.
Oh, fab.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, free entry into the museum. So there you go.
Lovely.
Head along. You can even go up tomorrow.
You've got a bit of a scope on the street and roundabouts. Have you seen many drifters drifting in and out of the greenhouse?
Drifting in and out. Ooh. Well, it's opposite the sauna, so sometimes you don't want to, you know, discretion. No, I don't see it from the shop. But I've got to say, down at the hemp store, all day, every day, people coming in, because you're either, you know, they're thinking, well, this is the place to go, or, you know, if you're a tourist in that, hey.
Totally.
And so sometimes we do feel like a museum there ourselves, or a bit of an information centre.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing quite like you around, you know?
That's exactly right. We're quite proud of it. Quite proud. So good to have a bit of a zone. Got a bit of a zone up on K Road with the hemp store and the greenhouse.
That's just fabulous.
And, yeah.
The right Gandalf on. Of Weed.
I love that, eh?
I love
and,
that.
So, yeah, they have doctors there, as I say, every day, 10 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And but also at the shop tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
12 to 4:20. Tomorrow and Saturday. Every Friday, Saturday.
That's great. So that's a permanent thing now?
I believe permanent for the foreseeable future,
shall we say.
That's what we say. For the foreseeable future. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we'll expand, even.
Yes.
But it's working out very well so far.
Great.
So, there you go. So now we move on to the shirt on the sandwich, so they say. I hate to be vulgar, but that's just what it is.
It is.
Because, so this is all over the media really this week. The Herald had some good coverage of it, but the spin-off in particular did a bit of a more of an analysis. The road to driver drug testing is paved with complexities.
Yes.
They said. But do read the, it's Thomas Coughlin? Coughlin. He's got the right name for it. But anyway, yes, that's a good one too, because he explains quite a bit. So what this really is, we'll do it of an explainer, because we always get lots of questions. So basically, this is Labor's law that they brought in before the cannabis referendum, really on the assumption it was going to pass, and we were going to have legal cannabis use, and therefore you needed a legal drug driving law that was correlated with alcohol.
Right.
As such. So therefore, it required proving impairment, not just recent use, and doing it with accuracy so you weren't falsely accusing people and so forth, because it would be illegal behaviour. So that's what happened. And unfortunately, that didn't pass. And so then they kind of tweaked it leading into the election and went, well, okay, let's just show recent use instead of impairment. And but still, they didn't quite tweak it enough to actually allow the police to start doing it, because they still couldn't find some device. And as we've said, these devices are quite unreliable.
Yes.
And actually, Know Your Stuff had a good little post where they pointed out the study, 2019, It's also an ABC News from Australia. And they analysed what they use in Australia, which is pretty much, you can guarantee, is what's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. So they're doing two tests there, and they do mm-hmm. that here too. And that's because they're unreliable.
Totally.
And they do these false positives and false negatives. A significant number of people are actually let go who are impaired. So that's the other thing to be aware of. So this study of what they use in Australia, the SecureTech drug wipe for the first oral screening test and the Dräger drug test 5000.
Oh,
great
sounds
name,
like
eh? Because it's got 5000 behind it. It's like in the future. You know?
I would so, I'd yeah. put 5000 in front of anything now.
So what they found, between a 9 and 16% false negative and a 5 to 10% false positive. So you add those together, and you're, this is where this 20% thereabouts. You get about 20% error rates with
that's
those two tests.
Like so, shocking. If that's going to cause people to be, you know, convicted or, you know.
Yes.
You know, yeah. they could lose their licenses and it couldn't even be the
even
truth.
More. You can lose your job and then from there you can lose your home, relationship issues, all sorts. So, you know, it could have these cascading flow-on effects. And this is, in fact, why the Attorney General, who has analysed the legislation, the bill, and submissions are open now, by the way, close next week, August 29th. They're open now.
Right.
So Attorney General noted the bill is inconsistent with the Bill of Rights. It cannot be justified under Section 5 of the Bill of Rights Act, or Section 21, which is the right to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure.
Yes.
22, the right not to be arbitrarily detained. So, so there you go. Breaches the Bill of Rights Act. And but the main thing, so as I say, continuing on from Labor's kind of lot, the main thing really that it's doing is making these oral tests that you'll do on the side of the road a screening test rather than needing to be evidential.
Right.
You fail two, as like Australia, fail two because you're unreliable. Then you're instantly banned for 12 hours and it goes off to a lab. And at the lab, it's the same as what they were saying before. 3 nanograms for weed is a fine, 5 is a criminal offence. And when we talked to Michael Balderstone the other day, a few weeks ago, he had a session, one smoke an hour before, and he tested 1,500. So that's your real-world test compared to what they've actually said it at. So it's not, you know, it's not doing impairment. This is the thing to get across to people. This
exactly.
It's not actually going to get people impaired. And when you've got 1 in 10 people in New Zealand are actually regular users of cannabis. So 1 in 10 drivers actually use cannabis regularly.
Yeah.
So all of them are at risk of getting pinged under this.
That's
plus
crazy.
The false positives, so the people who aren't using anything.
I know, right?
Right. Oh, so, and here's another thing that goes to the shows you the how illogical it is.
Yeah.
Under the bill, or under the existing law, and this bill doesn't change, all bodily fluids are treated the same with these amounts. Saliva is treated the same as blood. But blood is where it's actually active. Blood is what is affecting you. Saliva is not. And in fact, what they're testing for in saliva is residue, like in a pipe. It's literally the smoke on the way down.
No.
So you wash your mouth out, you have something to eat, it's not. You don't get the same result.
Really?
You chew some gum, you won't get the same result. There's all sorts of things that will affect a saliva test because it's not ending up back in your mouth after being high. It's not being exuded into your mouth.
No,
it's just,
no.
It's just getting it on the way down.
Yeah.
So people that swallow capsules of cannabis will not fail one of these tests because it will leave no residue in their mouth.
And that, listeners, is your loophole.
A bloody big one. Or a topical. You could dunk yourself in the Jesus' holy anointing oil.
Hey!
You know, drenched in cannabis oil, and you wouldn't fail this.
Okay.
You'd pass it.
All right.
So that's really illogical that they treat saliva the same as blood when saliva has no bearing on your impairment.
That's shocking. So in an ideal world where, you know, marijuana is legal in New Zealand, wouldn't that be great? Do we still support, like, what would the road tests look like then? Do you think they'd have thought about them harder?
Well, A, they could have, I guess, solved those technological issues with a bit of funding from the cannabis taxes and license fees, and that could have paid to develop a device that isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to put in a big enough order, as it showed during COVID, and they put in a big order, someone will develop it for them. But instead, they're just kind of going with what they do in Australia, which, you know, like this new change that they're doing, is just about detecting recent use as opposed to proving impairment.
Right.
But certainly, we've always thought, you know, and Normal has always had this principles of responsible cannabis use, which includes no driving while impaired. So the trick is, how do you measure that? And the best ones, unfortunately, seem to be the walk the line and touch the nose thing. is actually very strongly correlated with actual impairment.
Well, that's good.
Issue is you get personal bias and discrimination, and cops here don't wear body cams, so there's no independent record. You know what I mean? So if they recorded it, it'd be one thing. You could play it back. So the best thing, really, an app on something like a phone. It's got all the sensors already in it.
Exactly.
And there are apps already out there that you can do your baseline of showing where you're normally at, and it will ping you for being slightly out there, whether that's through being tired or on something or just had a big argument. Whatever it is, if you're not fit to drive at that moment, you know,
yeah,
the app is the way that's going to do it before you actually get behind the wheel.
Also, know your body. Like, for instance, if you had, like, vertigo or a brain injury or something like that, well, you could still drive, but, you know, you might not necessarily pass a roadside test of coordination.
Yeah, and legal cannabis comes with warnings and things on the packet, so you have that information that you don't get at the moment. That's a bit of a reminder to people. And under legal, you know, outlets and licensed premises, there's more kind of supervision. So all of those kind of benefits go along with it too. You know, you would actually set it at a level that equates with alcohol, but or even a bit, you know, safer.
But no. So
anyway, if you've got an opinion on that, that's open till 29th of August,
yep.
Which is, what's that? That's next Thursday, eh?
Get those submissions in, I'd say it is, yep.
It's the Transport and Infrastructure Committee.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know who they are, but
Never heard of them.
There you go. Get in there. And now we move to the good news coming out the other side.
Good news
coming
time.
Out the other side of the sandwich. and this was great. ACC, this is on stuff. ACC agrees to fund cannabis medication for man abused in state care.
That is great news.
Yeah, the reason is not so. Sympathies to, you know, Tony Jarvis, who has been fighting this for a while now and been declined and multiple times after being abused in state care when he was a child. And now ACC have finally come around, and Tony's saying, well, this could help with other people. But ACC says, well, everyone's a bit different, and they assess it all individually. So it isn't a blanket ban, and certainly if ACC will cover, and so will WINS, will cover the consult fee.
Okay.
Often you might need, certainly for WINS, I think you need a referral from a GP or for it to come from your GP. But so they will cover those kind of things. And then in terms of the actual medicines, this is one of the big barriers, right? Is how do you pay for your cannabis meds?
Exactly.
And if you've got a disability or otherwise, you know, then it's even harder, right? So actually released under the Official Information Act that you'll find on the ACC website.
Yes.
They've got this three-stage process that they pull to. Well, it's actually for all things, but specifically for cannabis. This is what they put you through, or what they do. Sorry, what they do. So stage one, subsidised pharmaceuticals. Well, we're not in that category at all. That's the problem. Stage two, non-subsidised pharmas approved by MedSafe. Now, this is only Sativex for multiple sclerosis spasticity. ACC actually says on this thing, it's highly unlikely any cannabis product will be eligible for funding under this criteria. Well, they're kind of immediately ruling out anyone with multiple sclerosis spasticity from even applying, even though it's the approved one. But anyway, yeah, so technically that could be there. Stage three is where the medical cannabis scheme ones go in, and this is what they say. It's the prescriber or specialist completes an ACC 1171 request for funding form. It goes to treatment and support for assessment, some people called treatment and support. It has to be the option of last resort. You've tried everything else first. It has to be approved somewhere else, e.g. the TGA in Australia or FDA in America. You need to show some research on safety and efficacy. The practitioner needs to demonstrate their treatment rationale, what they're trying to do. What's their specialist involvement and oversight? And is it better cost than other things?
That's quite a lot of hurdles
overcome. Yeah, it's all that kind of crap that they got rid of with the medical cannabis scheme, because that was all before we thought, oh, well, that's what we've overcome, but actually not at ACC. So if you can get through all that, which Tony has, boy,
you're a stronger warrior than most of us. okay, well, that was a real sandwich today.
Yeah, hey, and other, just... Business news, or not business news,
yes.
Gardener's Report.
Gardener's
International
Report.
News. Thailand.
Breaking news.
A kilo of weed is now going for $58.
Jeez. That's cheap.
That is dried bud. 58. Oh, that's US. So, you know, just under $100.
You're kidding.
So there you go. That's what it really costs when you take away. That's kind of like free market pricing. When you take away prohibition or taxes, you're down to about that.
Right on, man.
Yeah, boy.
And what's coming up on the horizon?
Well, we got the Access Cannabis Doctors at the shop tomorrow.
Yes.
12 to 4:20. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint. No, no. Nothing should be read into that. also on Saturday. $30 for the consult. And as I say, if you're on ACC or disability, you can usually get that refunded, or the doctor can take care of that.
Yay.
But also, the old museum, going every day, and they have their social club down at the Blue Frog now on a Friday night, so that's tomorrow night.
Yes.
Right on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Chris. You feel very enlightened after that.
Oh, yeah, so am I. I do too.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Chris, and shout out to the Hemp Store on K Road. Head along there tomorrow and Saturday and every day, I reckon. Yeah, that was Marijuana Media.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.